You want to shift to noticing sensations. Now is a good time. So that was a short sitting, and we have now what we call lunch practice. Okay, What that means is we will continue to explore impermanence during lunch. We will focus on another sense. We will focus on taste, maybe some smell. So notice how tastes arise, stay for a while, and then pass away with the food. And it can be very, very interesting. Again, maybe first to make sure your mind is fairly stable. You may want to just be with the breath a little bit. And probably most of you are used to, if you've done retreats, you're used to just being with the sensations of taste, right? And eating, right? You or maybe smell. And so here we want to do that, but we also want to just notice change. Notice how tastes change. And so it can be very interesting. Maybe we've never done this in our lives, right? Really looked at the impermanence of lunch. The impermanence of taste, right? So one thing that we're doing in these 2 days is we're developing what in Buddhist tradition is called the factor of inquiry or investigation, which is quite important. And a lot of meditation that I've seen with people, we sometimes use meditation just to feel kind of calm. And it can be a little bit dull, right? It's kind of, oh, I'm kind of pleasantly calm. And very nice, but not so alert, right? And that is a danger of meditation. One of my Tibetan teachers, he calls it stupid meditation. And when we develop this quality, as we're doing this weekend, of looking more carefully, it actually can develop a lot of interest and energy. Because it actually, oh, look at that. I haven't looked at that before in my life. Oh, isn't that interesting? And it can really make a difference. So the meditation isn't so much just getting a little bit calm, but it's actually exploring. And it in other words, it develops the wisdom factor more. And that can be quite wonderful. And it can really be like a help if our meditations sometimes get a little bit dull or just routine. You know, how many have sometimes have routine meditations where you're kind of calm, but not too much is happening, right? So this is helpful for that. We develop, again, the factors of inquiry or investigation. Some of you have been looking at that with, how many of you are in Stephen's class that meets on Tuesday nights? Yeah, so you've been studying that, right? You've been studying, you've already studied inquiry, haven't you? Investigation, you know, Dhamma Vichara, yeah. So this is part of that. You know, it's really adding to that. And it can, again, the factor of interest is very important in meditation. It can make it something, let me look at that. Okay, so time for lunch. I think Orit's developed all the food together. I think it's, so we stay in silence. And we'll ring a bell. We have 1 hour. So again, you may have more time. You can take a walk after lunch or come in, take a nap, and I think we ring the bell maybe 7 or 8 minutes before we start again. And I'm going to try to, teach some Qigong. Anyone here study Qigong? Yeah, I was going to try to teach some. It's a little bit, I don't know, we have to have the arms out like that. Is that going to be possible?
Give
it a chance. So, okay. Because it's very good. Right after lunch is sometimes and when we do retreats, it's actually you take a break and take a nap or something. So here, we'll do something more with the body. Okay? So enjoy the lunch.